From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Four car bombs exploded this morning around Baghdad, less than 2 weeks before national elections there. At least 26 people were killed. Security for the vote is the top concern of U.S. and Iraqi officials. But the American ambassador to Iraq says the level of violence won't determine the success or failure of the elections. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
What happened today is exactly what officials don't want to happen on election day. Multiple car bombs exploding around the city at close to the same time. The first to detonate was a dump truck that exploded just past 7 a.m. near the Australian embassy. Huge sandbag barriers offered some protection, although two Australian soldiers were wounded. Two Iraqi civilians were killed. U.S. forces arrived soon afterward.
Joe Wood, please back up down this road.
The windows shattered in this man's home, and the explosion woke his children.
I mean, the glass is broken completely, and then there is my kids are scared.
Within an hour and a half, three more suicide car bombs had exploded, one at an Iraqi army base, one close enough to the well-fortified green zone to injure a soldier under U.S. command, and one in the middle of a street between two hospital entrances. Hospital guard Rahman Al-Hassan saw the whole thing.
No one could stand seeing what I saw. Bodies were scattered everywhere. Dead people, ruined cars. The hospital was damaged. Many people were hurt.
Inside, Dr. Mohammed Al-Bayati said hospital staff helped with initial first aid, but had to send wounded people elsewhere since the hospital itself was damaged.
This place is not a battlefield. It's not a military target. It is clear that the casualties are not military, not armed or wearing uniform. There are merely civilians and employees who have come to help society. Killing them is a cheap attack.
Officials here fear polling stations will be the target of choice on election day. Even so, both the doctor and the security guard said this attack would not keep them from casting their ballots. Other Iraqis say they are afraid to vote. Robert Ford, counselor for political affairs at the U.S. Embassy, says he expects security will not be much of a problem election day in Kurdish provinces in the north, or in Shiite Muslim areas in Iraq's south.
So the vast majority of the population wants to vote, and the vast majority of the population will be able to vote. In the central part of the country, it's tougher, and I think you'll still see some people come out to vote.
That central part of the country is home to much of Iraq's Sunni Muslim population. They are less likely to vote than other groups, in part because of intimidation by insurgents, and in part due to many Sunnis' personal hostility toward what they say is an American-imposed election. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte says if Sunnis sit this election out, they could still get involved in drafting a new constitution and the rest of the political process.
There's a referendum. There's another election. There's the formation of a government. It's a tripartite presidency. So I think we would join those who urge that if for whatever reason certain groups have not wanted to participate fully in this particular election, that they keep their minds open and join the political process at the earliest opportunity.
Negroponte says neither a low Sunni turnout nor a high level of violence on election day will necessarily mean the elections were unsuccessful. The U.S. administration's view now is that just to hold the elections is a crucial step, even though they don't expect the vote will stop the violence. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.